Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the no contact rule. Will they forget me? So if you've been broken up with, one of the things I suggest that you do very early on is apply what people call the no contact rule. Now, the problem with this rule is that everybody who promotes it seems to have a slightly different opinion on how it should be done. So what I'm going to do in this podcast is let you know how I believe a no contact rule should be done, and then go more into the worry that a lot of people have, which is, will your ex forget you whilst you're going no contact? So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. And on there, you'll find the books that I've written, including a book specifically designed to help you get your ex back, as well as some other books that I've done, and my contact details and other information are on there as well. So now back into the podcast. So my version of a no contact rule is that you should only contact your ex if they contact you first. Now, there are a few exceptions to this, and I mention them in my book and in other podcasts that I've done. But for this one, we'll just kind of go with the general 99% kind of way of thinking, which is, if somebody breaks up with you, then you should never contact them again unless they contact you first. They've made the decision to end the relationship, and they need to make the decision to want to reach out to you and rekindle things initially on a conversational level, and then you can build things up from there. Again, I've done other podcasts and it's in my book about how to kind of progress this. But I just wanted to tell you the kind of basic principle of my version of a no contact rule so we can get into today's podcast. So once you apply no contact, one of the biggest worries people have is that their ex will forget them. The worry is that if you don't reach out to them, then before you know it, they would have moved on and you will just be a memory. So I'm here to tell you that in the vast amount of kind of situations, this is not the case. Think of it this way, you know, you've been in a relationship with your ex. They're not going to be able to forget you. You know, you're going to be remembered forever as part of their past, as part of their history, and hopefully as part of their present and future. But at the very moment of this period, you know, you are in a position where you were not in a relationship with them, but they're still going to be remembering you. They don't kind of wipe their brain as soon as the relationship ends. What you're doing by going no contact and waiting for them is you are giving them space for the attraction to grow in their mind, for the wonder and the intrigue, so eventually they will reach out to you. Now, of course, it doesn't always happen. There is no 100% guaranteed magic formula to get your ex back. But in most instances, your ex will reach out to you again if you can behave properly and keep a sensible, stable mindset, and you're not too kind of full of anxiety so that you pressure them and kind of annoy them with just constant contact, because that is going to push them further away. You don't want them to be so frustrated with you that they block you. You know, you can't persuade somebody to take you back. You can't beg them to. You can't barter with them. You can't try to explain why it's a good idea. The only reason somebody will want to have a relationship with someone is if they've got feelings and they need to organically grow. So that is the reason why you're giving them the space. You know, think of it from a logical perspective. They've told you the relationship is over. Presumably, you have told them you don't want it to end. And they have kind of said, well, I still want it to end. So at that point, you know, you can't do anything unless their feelings grow. Now, the feelings are more likely to grow if you give them the space. You don't want to keep annoying them to the point of where they block you and they really are just completely done with you. You want to just accept their decision, albeit let them know that you want to get back together, and you need to make it clear that if they change their mind or if they want to talk to you, all they've got to do is get back in touch. And then you leave it. You leave it and you wait. It could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year. And as I said, unfortunately, it might never happen. But in most instances, they will get back in touch. So will they forget you? No, they're not going to forget you. They're not going to forget you in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You know, it's even if you don't get back together, they're always going to remember you if you had a relationship with them. A relationship is a special bond. So don't worry about them forgetting about you. Attraction grows in space. They are going to be more intrigued about you and wonder about you more if they're not hearing from you. They're going to be thinking, oh wait, you know, maybe they're living a better life. Maybe I made the wrong decision. Because once you take away your interest, what you're actually doing is making them feel insecure about their position. Because subconsciously, they will be thinking that you will reach out. Subconsciously, they will be thinking that you will kind of reaffirm how good they are and how great they are. Now, if you don't do that, if you actually just leave them to it, all of a sudden you're taking away their value. You're making them less valuable and you more valuable because you are having the strong mindset of accepting a decision. So ultimately, you don't really have a choice. If they've ended the relationship, you can either, you know, beg them and kind of annoy them to a point of where they're so angry that they delete you and block you from social media and their phone and, you know, and everything. Or you can actually be a kind of sensible, controlled persona and just accept the decision, albeit you're unhappy about it, but you respect their decision. You're showing you're a reasonable person. You're showing your self-worth from that and your emotional stability. And then you wait for them to get back. So no, they will not forget you. They will not forget you even if you don't get back together. You will always be there. So just keep that in mind. They are not going to forget you. And just because they haven't contacted you in 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, it doesn't mean they won't get in contact again. I know instances when X has contacted someone months and months and months. I think it was basically a year later when you'd think they would never think of you again, but they're always going to. You've got that permanent connection of the relationship. All of the reminders you have of them, they're going to have of you. So if something triggers a memory in your mind, they're also going to have triggers. They're also going to wonder. And their life is likely not to be a spectacular success 100% of the time. So when they have a down moment, or when they have a period where things aren't going so well, they will reminisce about better times they've had with you. They will reminisce about, you know, what was it the right decision that they made? And they will respect you for it, no doubt, because you've actually kind of been strong and just kind of left them alone as they asked you to. So you never want to worry that your ex will forget you. Even if you find out that they've jumped into like some type of rebound relationship, and again, I'll talk about this in a future podcast, you don't want to worry because A, rebound relationships very rarely last, and B, they still haven't forgot you. You're still there. You're still in their mind. And the best thing you can do is just to stay strong and to wait for them to contact you first. So, just to reaffirm this in your mind, the no contact rule, will they forget you? The answer is no.